their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
The heat is on and your HVAC system's feeling it. If it's getting up there in age, now's the time to call Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They offer free estimates, and when Mark, their friendly field supervisor, stops by, he'll bring you a bottle of their signature hot sauce, Furnace Fuel. It's spicy and free. You could qualify for federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and they offer financing too. Plus, save $400 with their system replacement coupon. Just call or book online at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Well, you heard from Dabo Swinney. You can get in with your thoughts, comments. A lot of different things covered. Look, there's always going to be some area that you have questions that you wonder why they weren't asked. I mean, for me, that area is defensive end. I don't know. I didn't hear any question about Will Held. I didn't hear any question about Jaheim Lawson. Those are two guys I'm very interested in. I'm not just interested in how Will Held looks, but I'm also interested in the depth at defensive end because I think that's one of the question marks of this team. I mean, obviously, you know you have Denhoff. You know who and what Denhoff is. What else do you have at that position? Is Darian Mayo a factor there? Is Jaheim Lawson ready to take the next step? What did he weigh? On the big question of the weigh-in, Dabo Swinney revealed that he didn't see any reason to put that weights out to potentially benefit their opponents. Now, look, all coaches have a degree of paranoia. That's just the way it is. And look, nobody wants to give anybody else an edge when it comes to any of this stuff. So I suspected that's why you didn't get that information. Obviously, Dabo Swinney answered the questions to the local media, but didn't feel any reason to volunteer that information. So I thought that was interesting. But if there was one area that I thought there would be questions about, I thought there would be more questions about defensive end and the defensive end depth. Let's start at the top. We'll get to one of the chief areas of concern when we get more to the bottom of it. Some of these stuff I'm just going to hit and move on. I don't think we need to go back on it, but I took notes on most of what was said. I think the first question was asked about Hunter Helms, and Dabo Swinney said he wanted to coach, and you know he's basically the emergency backup plan quarterback, as everybody knew, compared it to the Paul Tyson situation. Again, you can get in on any of this. 654-7627. You want to get in on any of this, you are welcome to. Ramona, you might want to keep track of that. The next element that was asked about was the number 105. You have to declare by the LSU game. Dabo Swinney talked about basically, you know, you're not going to have all West Coast, so you've got to be able to build the roster. He talked about a lot of these guys having roles. You know, for example, he brought up snappers, you know, as an example, and then talked about, you know, this is where you put the, basically you have the developmental guys, you know, the guys who you don't want to lose as part of your program, and you want to see what they turn into. So that, I thought, sort of covered the 105 element. Ramona, another element, what's our break plan here today now?
We could get a break if you want.
No, I don't want to. I just want to know what you had in mind.
Okay, well, why don't we go at 35?
Okay, very good. He was asked about Tom Allen. What he said about Tom Allen was that Tom Allen's the same guy every day. He's passionate. He's organized. You know, the organizational element, not a surprise, because, you know, that's what Dabo Swinney is himself. He's hyper organized, and it's not surprising that he would want a guy as his DC who's also hyper organized. But, you know, same day, same guy every day, passionate. I think that passionate part is a key. I don't think, and we've talked about this many times, I don't think you can be a defensive coordinator unless you're passionate. I think if you don't have that, then I don't think you can compete as a defensive coordinator. I just think it's got to be part of your DNA. That's who you are. It's what you are. I think you have to have that. Texter asked me, Peter Woods at 307, thoughts? He looks muscular, no fat, really. Yeah, look, I've seen this stuff about he was at 319 last year at this time. And then, okay, maybe it's post-injury. I don't know what it was, but the Peter Woods we saw at times last year, like South Carolina, he was 340, 335, 340. He was somewhere in that range. So, you know, that's really what he played at most of the time. So this is a major, major difference. He's exactly where he needs to be. And I think that was the coup. I think that's, you know, that's the real key, as I've expressed so often regarding Peter Woods. For him to be the best that he can be, for him to actually blossom into a top half of round one player, that's what he has to be. He has to be a disruptive three-tech guy, a guy who gets upfield and is a game wrecker. And he couldn't do that carrying 330, 340 pounds. He just couldn't do it, not with any consistency. He fatigued. There were plenty of examples of that on film. And he just wasn't as explosive as he needed to be. You know, and again, he took him for the team last year when they moved him to edge, and you give him credit for that. But this is the guy I've always wanted to see, and now we're finally going to get a chance to see it, and we're going to find out what it looks like. We're going to find out what Peter Woods playing at a weight that allows him to be explosive looks like. You know, when I watched him in high school, I came away with certain beliefs about him. I thought he played with violent hands. I thought he was a guy who could really be disruptive on the inside. He also played edge in high school. He did not look comfortable in that role to me. He did not have any arsenal of developed pass rushing moves on the edge. And when Clemson put him there last year, he still didn't. That was not going to be a situation he was going to excel in. It wasn't. Plus, he was too heavy to play it. So I think that the reality is he's back where he belongs, and now we're going to see what Peter Woods can be at just over 300 pounds, which is what, you know, I personally have been asking for since the day he got here. So, I mean, I think it's going to be vital for Clemson's defense, vital for Peter Woods and his future. Again, we've seen all these idiots who only watch highlight films, who post on social media, the crowd of 18-year-olds who think that, Peter Woods played like a round one player last year, top of round one player. He didn't. Nobody who watched Peter Woods play every game came away thinking that. You know, they just didn't. And this was a team that struggled up front last year. Had lots of issues in the run game, run fits, gap integrity. But this guy, this version of Peter Woods, this is going to be the best version we've ever seen as long as he stays healthy. And I've got my popcorn out for that. I want to see what that looks like, and in turn, what effect that has on the rest of this defensive front and in terms of people dealing with them? Because I think, I know the struggles this group had last year, but I think as this group is presently constructed, you have some problems dealing with this group because it's going to be hard to double any one guy. Capehart's playing in the NFL, people. Capehart is playing in the NFL. So you have Woods and Capehart, and you have Parker and Held, and all four of those guys are going to play in the NFL. So to me, that's a dilemma. That's a dilemma for an opponent. And there's, you know, there's certainly depth inside behind those guys. Outside, we didn't get to hear that question. And that's, you know, that's the one thing that I thought we missed from today's press conference. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you, Dave?
Doing great. Well, I appreciate you letting me in. You know, you kind of when you said last year's defense was a project or had you just mentioned it. That's what I was going to mention. It just seemed like, you know, I was reading Lindy's magazine last night, and they put last year's schedule and scores up, and you look at all the scores. We gave up a healthy amount of points last year throughout the entire season. And so you got to figure that, and we saw this, that the defense was kind of a cluster in some respects and not a good cluster. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping to see with Tom Allen coming in, that we're going to see some drastic improvement, you know, overnight. And I think we can. I think the mindset, what you were just talking about. But it just seemed like that Goodwin just had everybody just, I don't know, were they playing out of position? Were they playing, were they just out of shape? What was it about last year that made us so vulnerable? And what do you expect this year? Now you're talking about it, but yeah. How is it the one guy that can do it just like that?
No, it's a whole series of things, David. That if I'm right, you go from being terrible last year against the run to being a top 25 team against the run. That's what I think is going to happen. So it's way more than one guy. This is a team function. All right, so. A year ago, you had Wes Goodwin, who in my mind was the country club defensive coordinator. I don't think he was ever cut from the right cloth to be a defensive coordinator. I think all those dudes are similar in makeup, even if they're different in age. I don't think Wes Goodwin was ever cut from that type of cloth. I just don't. And I think that was a fail. But I don't blame it all on him. Right? On one side, you had a massive issue on defensive end. So massive that you had to try and put 325-pound Peter Woods out there. That's how bad it was. It didn't work. Nothing worked. Woods eventually moved back inside. You had no defensive end opposite Parker. You just had nobody was ready to play. Nobody was consistently good. Clemson got trucked off that other spot all year long. You had linebackers in the last couple of years who were run-around block guys. Some of these guys who had high star power, allegedly, but they didn't play like that at all in any way, shape, or form. They got washed away, and you can figure out who I'm talking about. I think that's all over. I think having Sammy Brown and Wade Wood I think that changes that. I think adding Alexander is a physical war daddy type piece who is committed to being a better football player. I'll get to that. I think that helps. But I think Will Held is a massive addition. I'm assuming that Jaheim Lawson has taken another step forward so that there's more playable depth at defensive end. I hope that's the case. I'm sort of thinking that it would be. So I think that's a difference. Peter Woods at 307 pounds instead of the 340 or whatever he was playing at later in the year, I think that's a major, major difference. I think the depth at defensive tackle is better. And finally, David, I don't think you can underestimate the impact of what a brilliant defensive mind can do, and that's what I think Tom Allen is. I think that if you watch his team play football last year, you watch Penn State play, I've brought up the Boise State game against Ashton Gentee time and time again because the Penn State run fits and the gap integrity in that game was friggin' outstanding. And there's no time all last season watching Clemson football that I could have ever said it was even good. It wasn't. It was never even good. But for Penn State, against the best running back we've seen in a number of years, it was absolutely outstanding. So I think Tom Allen comes in, makes an immediate difference, along with these other parts. Again, it wasn't all Wes Goodwin. It wasn't all, you know, one guy. But I think this combination of things is what changes the equation for Clemson.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Because, you know, I think the Texas game is true microcosm of how the whole season looked like. Is if you look at the holes that the Texas backs were getting, it always just seemed like that we were easily pushed off to the side and there was no pursuit, right? So the guys get blown off, and then the Texas guy takes off running, and we just stand there watching, so there's no pursuit. So, you know,
there were times in that game that the whole side got just washed away. Wiped out completely.
Yeah, and they're just
like you or I might have gone 40 or 50 yards.
Yeah. on a golf cart.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway. But, no, it's great to hear Dabo speak. And I know let me tell you this, and I'll get off. The thing that I love most is that we're not hearing them speak, right? We're not hearing anything except his normal press conference. We're not hearing all of the we've got. We're letting the talking heads do all of that for us. Yeah. I want him to bring out the Roy Buss so bad and, you know, put that chip on his shoulder and just be pissed off at the world, because that's when we're the best, is when he's pissed off. And that's what I want him to
you
be.
You know, Dave,
pissed off and ready to go.
That's probably true, David. But you know when else you're the best? When you have better players. When you have better players. And Clemson has better players this year than they've had the last few years.
Looking forward to it, Juan. Hey, thanks for letting me in.
Absolutely, Dave. Good speaking to you as always. Thank you, Dave. Dave in Simpsonville. Oh, okay. Is this what you're signaling to me now? You want to go now?
Yeah.
Right, we'll go to a break. We'll take a quick break. We're all out of sync here. All our times are obviously messed up and changed because the press conference. So we're winging it. Quick break.
Attention business owners. Are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom-suited to their needs and objectives.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
Help us wrap up the week in style right here on Out of Bounds. Starting at noon right here on The Roar, our Friday show is going to be loaded. We're going to have lots of Clemson football talk as we recap day one of preseason camp. Plus, we're going to continue to talk SEC football. Look at Florida, DJ Lagway's injury issues. What do they mean for Billy Napier? Plus, a broader hot seat conversation. We're also going to do a postmortem in the Major League Baseball trade deadline and where the Braves stand. Plus, a little Braves-Reds talk as well. Join us on Friday on The Roar.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
It's Mattress Max Furniture's It's Not a Holiday mattress sale. We think you shouldn't have to wait on a holiday for a great night's sleep. Like Paramount Heavy Duty Mattress is designed to not sag for 20 years. Save hundreds because it's not Labor Day. 13-inch cooling cover mattress, not President's Day sale price, $499. Casper Mattresses, save hundreds off of internet pricing because it's not Columbus Day. So hurry in before the next big holiday. Every day, Mattress Max Furniture will save you money.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley, unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save up to $800 on select smart beds. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We're going to take a break in relatively short order to catch up a little bit. But you know, let me just say, you know, in terms of asking about players too, the other thing you got to remember is they're just getting started. So, you know, I don't know how much of an answer you're going to get anyway. So even if somebody asked about, you know, defensive end, you know, I don't know what kind of answer you get. I mean, the same kind of answers I guess you get about it, the other positions. And I'm still a little surprised nobody asked about Lawson in particular. I mean, I think there are several things are clear to me. When we talk about areas of concern for this football team, I know everyone nationally focuses on running back room. And Debus wouldn't even mention that. And I don't want to sort of jump ahead and go out of order because I want to make sure we address most of the points that were raised in the press conference. But I think that the areas that I wonder about are linebacker depth, which clearly Dabo Swinney has a concern about. I would say, based on everything you heard today, that if you asked Dabo Swinney what his chief concern is for this football team right now, I think he would tell you linebacker depth. In fact, I think he did tell you linebacker depth. And I'm going to get to that. The other area of concern, I think, is defensive end depth. And I mean defensive end talented depth, not just guys. And I know that the convention there is going to be we have a lot of guys. We have a lot of guys who can play. I'm just not sure that's true. I think there's still some sort of question there. And I think it's pretty obvious how you know this. You know it because we watched it all last season. There weren't really any answers there. There was Parker and nobody, right? That was the reality. There was Parker and not really anybody else that you would have felt overwhelmingly confident in, right? I mean, that other edge spot was a problem all year long. All right, so Will Held comes in to help address that. But beyond that, what do you have? Because if Held goes down, then you're in the exact same situation you were in last year, unless guys like Lawson, et cetera, have taken a step forward. You know, and injuries happen in football. I mean, Penn State's already lost one defensive end for the year, Max Granville, who they were counting on. You know, so these things happen. I still think that's a position that's relatively short of frontline depth until or if we see, you know, some big jump by a Lawson or, you know, or a Denoff or somebody, something of that sort. All right. Texter asks, is Jeremiah Alexander big enough, talented enough to play off the edge if needed, maybe on throwing downs for some depth? You know, Dabo Swinney doesn't think so. He's addressed this before. I don't know. You go back to his high school film, and he was better in that role than he was anything else. So, you know, but you've addressed the questions about that in your question. So that's a really good job, 803. It's a question that doesn't really have an answer right now. But my surface answer, based on everything that we've been told, is no. I don't think that's likely, even though, you know, at one point I thought it was possible. Ted said, yeah, that's scary, Walt. You're right. Yeah, again, I think those are the areas of concern. Those are the chief areas of concern. The ready depth and size at linebacker and the quality depth at defensive end. Those are the two biggest question marks this football team has, in my estimation. Everybody has questions, everybody. And almost everybody, other than Penn State, has more questions than Clemson does. That's how I got here. That's how, way back at the start of February, how I picked Clemson, Penn State. Because everybody else had more questions. So, you know, these questions aren't overwhelming. Everybody has them. But they are Clemson's questions, in my mind. They are the two areas of concern. I still, as of today, I still think Clemson's a talented defensive end too short. And I think Clemson may be a linebacker ready too short in those areas. Maybe more. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the linebacker issue toward the end, because that's when it came up. And I just want to sort of keep to some order. Ted said the punter position. Yeah, that's all fair. I'm just not dealing with that. I'm just not. You know, I'm just talking about regular every down positional players. You're not wrong, okay? You're not wrong. But I'm talking about my chief concerns with every down positional players. And for some period of time now, I've talked about defensive end and linebacker, and I think it still holds true. I mean, in order for that defensive end situation to change, I personally think the guy who has to make the jump is Lawson, or maybe Mayo. You know, maybe that's part of this. I mean, maybe he's the guy that we don't have any word on. That could be. I mean, I think that Darian Mayo has talent. I don't know about his readiness. I don't know what his weight is at. But I think Jaheim Lawson 100% has to take a step forward this year. I think that's going to be key. You know, obviously you know what you have in Denoff at this point, but you know, that's an area that's still somewhat suspect to me. The next question that was asked was about Nickel Sam, and Dabo Swinney basically said it depends on personnel groupings of your opponents. You know, he's not going to look, first of all, he knows the answers, okay? And he's not going to tell you everything. He's not. This is like the secret society time of year, right? That's the nature of what this is. You know, you're going to get limited scope answers. But, I mean, obviously there's a reality to that. It does depend on the personnel groupings of your opponents and their relative strengths and weaknesses and all that stuff. He talked about how they have a big nickel, they have a tiger position, they have a best cover tiger. You know, who's going to fit those roles? Someone asked about Alexander in this role. He basically shot that down. I don't think Alexander fits this role. He sort of pointed out, I don't remember what he said. He said, you know, what are you going to do? Put Jeremiah Alexander on Wesco, you know? So that was not a positive response to that suggestion. But look, I think Khalil Barnes, Shelton Lewis, I mean, you know, some combination of those two guys, I think that's what you're looking at. I think you hope that it's Khalil Barnes. And then you see, based on who your opponent is and what their relative strengths and weaknesses are, what the primary role of that position is going to be in that game. Is it going to be a cover guy or not? That type of thing. So I think that was the answer to that question. All right, we're taking a quick break here.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication shots and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications, because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5, available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here. Every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. My good friend Morgan Thomas, who apparently will be in here on Monday because Ramona's been telling me for 2 weeks she's on vacation next week.
Yeah, I'm on vacation next week.
I only heard it today. She's been telling me for 2 weeks.
He says the
new Road Rage theme song, Baddest Man Alive. We do play that song. I appreciate that, Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan will be in with me on Monday, though. Yeah, lots to get to. We're talking about Dabo Swinney's press conference, covering the various elements of the press conference. And just so you know, we have to catch up on some breaks because, you know, we have to get paid and make money. That's the reality of it. So we have to catch up on some breaks. So that's why the last seven was like 10 minutes, and this one will be 10 minutes or so. And then we'll be caught up, and we'll be right back to normal. How about that?
We'll be normal. Yeah, Are we ever normal?
Well, as normal as we get from 3 to 7, yes. Other people normal, other day parts, they're normal. We're less normal. All right. So that addressed the Nicholas Hamm thing. Jeremiah Alexander was the next subject that came up, and Dabo Swinney was effusive in his praise of his work ethic, called him a grinder, said he wants it, all these superlatives, and with good reason. I mean, the kid's physically tough and obviously committed. So that was a big get for Clemson, and I think he's going to play a role this year. And he's really going to have to play a role given the linebacker situation, as Dabo Swinney described it, particularly if there's any friggin' injury. You know, that's your concern. In these areas of what I consider shallow depth, I know Clemson – listen, the staff is going to tell you they don't have shallow depth at defensive end. I'm going to tell you they do because – I told you they did last year, and they clearly did. And allegedly, they were fine last year. Well, they weren't fine because, you know, there was only one defensive end. You know, the other side was a massive problem. And like I said, if Held or Parker goes down, well, aren't you right back in that same situation? I'd say you are. So, because there's nothing else really proven. I mean, Denhoff and Lawson, I guess, you're next, and then you hope for something from Mayo. So it's sort of that type of situation. And, you know, that's where you are at linebacker. I mean, you know, and now we're going to talk about some positives there and maybe some positive developments there when we get to that section of this conversation. But Alexander, Dabo Swinney again, talked about his incredible work ethic, a grinder, called him a grinder, talked about how bad he wants it and all that stuff. All I heard was good stuff there. All I heard was good stuff on Alexander. Next up, someone asked about, and excuse me, I don't recognize all the voices, okay? In fact, there was one question I couldn't hear at all. I don't even know who it was about, so I just left that element out. But somebody asked about Tyler Brown and Cole Turner and, you know, their readiness and hopes that, and what type of hope they have for being a productive part of this receiving corps this year. And Dabo Swinney answered as you would expect him to. He said, hey, it's all about health and availability. You know, it's the Marty Schottenheimer line. The best ability is availability. And that's really what it comes down to for those two players. I mean, and, you know, look, I think everybody knows that Tyler Brown can play, but what type of availability? Cole Turner can run. And has some size, but what type of availability, you know, and that remains to be seen. There's no way that I or anybody else can answer that as of today. That we'll have to see. Tay said, you don't believe Lawson Denhoff could take a step, obviously not elite level, but good enough to give you some depth. No, that's what he said. I'm hoping that that's the case, particularly with Lawson, because I think Lawson does have ability, but, you know, one of the problems that Lawson has had is his weight. You know, he hasn't been stout enough. You've got to be able to set a hard edge and stuff the run and turn him back inside. And I think that was one of the problems for him. Now, that weight went up last year. I'm thinking it was 255 or something. I don't remember. But, you know, I think we need to see another step from him. And I do think he has talent. But, you know, I thought that last year, too. And again, you had a massive problem opposite Parker last year, all season long. So, you know, we're going to need to see more there. And yes, any injury to those two either one of those two frontline players would concern me. That would concern me. Texas said Lawson looked good in the spring game. I hope so. That's what I've said. But I don't count much of anything that we saw in the spring. He was asked about, Debo Sweeney was asked about Ashton Hampton and his versatility and could he play lots of positions. And Debo Sweeney said, yeah, you know, before the end of his career, he could play lots of positions. But right now, basically, he's going to be a cornerback. That's what I heard in the answer. That's what I heard in the answer. And I think that's what you're going to get. You're not going to have a kid and put too much on his plate early on. Right now, Clemson needs him to be a quality starting cornerback. So I think that's what he's going to be limited to. He was asked about Ian Shefflin. You know, honestly, what I'm hearing in all the Ian Shefflin conversation is maybe they're going to keep a secret red zone weapon on the down low. But what I'm hearing is, you know, I'm hearing this is a major transition, you know, that Ian's finding that out and that type of stuff. So I think this is maybe a better story than it really has anything to do with the every down production of this football team this year. I'm not sure. I don't know that Ian's going to have a particular role. That's not what I'm hearing. And I've thought this before in the things I've heard too. So we'll see. I don't have any answer there. I mean, Debo Sweeney did mention that, you know, Ian is obviously a quality athlete and has an intensity to him and a toughness to him, these type of things. And we've seen all that. But basketball is different than football, and this is a big ask. It's a big ask, so we'll see. He was asked about the safety position. I thought he was very upbeat about the safety position. He said, basically, we have five guys going in. Any of them could start. Suggested that it could go, that number could expand, but that five guys going in could start. He singled out Ricardo as being really talented. He talked about Ronan and talked about how, you know, he basically was just moved from wide receiver to safety suddenly last year. He basically had no time to adjust to that move. But now he's had a spring and he's going to have a fall and he's had plenty of time to adjust and adapt and what a difference that has made for him. So it sounds like he's going to be a factor in this as well. But for the people who have been worried about safety, you know, and look, we know that Debo Sweeney views things in an optimistic manner, but you can still hear the distinction between what he said at safety and what he said at linebacker. And what he said at safety was basically, hey, look, we got a bunch of guys who can play there. I'm not worried about that spot. We have five guys. We have a minimum of five guys who could start. That's what he said. We have five guys coming in that any of whom could start. Okay, that's a completely different conversation than the one he had at linebacker. So I would tell you that he feels really good about the safety position. Now, again, we'll see, but you know, that's how I view it right now in terms of what I'm hearing. Jed is sending me. Let's see, what do we have here? Jed has sent me a little video. Ian Shefflin at practice, man. Ian is slimmed down. Yeah, Ian looks very different than he did playing basketball. He needs some of that bulk on the inside. He needs to be able to carve out space for himself. I don't know if he'd carve out space right now. He looks like a different type of guy. Trying to get a little more foot quickness, perhaps, but interesting. I see what you're saying. So the safety position, I heard a lot of positives. And one thing that really jumped out at me, I thought there was sort of a little extra emphasis when Debo Sweeney talked about Ricardo Jones, as you might expect. I believe he said really, really talented. I believe those were his exact words. regarding Ricardo Jones. So it seems to me that Dabo Swinney feels pretty confident about the safety position. All right, before we get a break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the best. They've been doing this a million years. How could they not be the best? They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for the best, and if somebody's been doing it for nearly 100 years, that's Gilstrap Roofing. They serve the upstate loyally since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The hits keep coming. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. Call today, 864-269-1232, 269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years,